Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. Today's video is called Britain is leaving the EU. Here's what that means. Okay, so you've probably heard the news about the Brexit, and I thought I should choose a video where I tell you what I think. So for me, it's a bit of a worry because you have markets around the world having big problems. Our Prime Minister, David Cameron, resigned too. As you can hear in the video I've chosen, he's giving reasons why the European Union is a good thing. So I agree with him mostly. I think the EU is very good for trade and for the people in the UK. I mean, I don't really like David Cameron that much, but for this, I think he's absolutely correct. But the sentence today is Britain is better off inside the EU than out on our own. At the heart of that is the single market. 500 million customers on our doorstep, a source of so many jobs, so much trade, and such a wealth of opportunity for our young people. Britain is better off inside the EU than out on our own. At the heart of that is the single market. 500 million customers on our doorstep, a source of so many jobs, so much trade, and such a wealth of opportunity for our young people. Okay, so we look at the first word, customer. This is a noun, 就是顾客的意思, someone who buys goods or services from a business. For example, the customer is always right. Next word, customize. This is a verb, 就是定做的意思, to change something in order to fit the needs or requirements of a person or business. For example, that cake shop is really impressive. They customize all their cakes. Next word, custom. This is an adjective, 就是定做的意思. This is made to fit the needs or requirements of a particular person. For example, help! I need a custom-made suit for my interview tomorrow. Now, doorstep. Doorstep. This is a noun, 就是门口的意思, a step or series of steps leading up to one of the doors that is used to enter or leave a building. For example, I have everything I need right now on my doorstep. Now, let's look at door. This is a noun. For example, the door is open. Please come in. Noun, a step. This is a noun, 就是一步的意思, one of a series of actions that are done to achieve something. For example, what's the next step in the plan? Now, source. Source. This is a noun, 就是源头的意思, someone or something that provides what is wanted or needed. For example, her job is the family's main source of income. Now let's look at sauce. Sauce. This is a noun, 就是调味酱的意思, a thick liquid that is eaten with or on food to add flavor to it. For example, I love spicy sauce the most. So those words are pretty much said the same. So we have the first one, sauce and sauce. They're very similar, so pay attention to that. Okay, now let's look at trade. This is a noun, 就是贸易的意思, the activity or process of buying, selling, or exchanging goods or services. For example, Taiwan trades many goods around the world. Now, trader. This is a noun, 就是商人的意思, a person who buys, sells, or exchanges goods. For example, to be a trader, you have to be an expert in negotiation. Now, trading. This is a noun, 就是贸易的意思, the act or practice of buying and selling something. For example, after the Brexit, trading markets fell around the world. Now, trade. This is the verb, 就是交换的意思, to give something to someone and receive something in return. For example, I will trade you my shoes for your watch. Now, wealth. Wealth. This is a noun. 就是丰富的意思, a large amount or number. For example, there is a wealth of information on the internet. Now, wealthy. This is an adjective. 就是富的意思, having a lot of money and possessions. For example, the US is the wealthiest country in the world. Now, rich. Rich. This is an adjective. 就是有钱的意思, having a lot of money and possessions. The example sentence, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Now, opportunity. Opportunity. This is a noun, 就是机会的意思, an amount of time or a situation in which something can be done. For example, pronunciation challenge is a great opportunity to improve your English speaking and listening. Now we look at opportunist. This is a noun, 就是机会主义者的意思, someone who tries to get an advantage or something valuable from a situation without thinking what is fair or right. For example, many people say Donald Trump is an opportunist. He just changes his plans to get the most votes. Now, opportunism. Opportunism. This is a noun. 就是机会主义的意思. Example sentence. There is a lot of opportunism in politics. Now we look at the adjective. This is opportunistic. 就是机会主义的意思. The example sentence. He is very opportunistic. I will never vote for him. Now let's look at market. Market. This is a noun, 就是市场的意思, a place where products are bought and sold. For example, markets around the world all fell after the Brexit happened. Now, marketing. This is a noun, 就是营销学的意思, the activities that are involved in making people aware of a company's products. For example, I chose to do marketing at university as I love business and I like to work out what other people are thinking. Now, marketable. Marketable. This is an adjective, 就是可销售的意思, able to be sold, wanted by buyers or employers. For example, my parents told me when I go to university, I should carefully choose my major, so I will have marketable skills when I look for a job. Okay, that's the end of today's challenge, everybody. Let's have a look at the sentence again. Britain is better off inside the EU than out on our own. At the heart of that is the single market. 500 million customers on our doorstep. A source of so many jobs, so much trade, and such a wealth of opportunity for our young people.